Since the pandemic shutdowns in 2020, some small theater companies found ways to pivot and keep going. Others went dormant and tried to wait out the storm, yet others just threw in the towel and called it quits. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on what may have happened to your favorite neighborhood theater company.
It's been 5 years since the Mockingbird Theater Company has staged a play. After the pandemic shut everything down in the spring of 2020, artistic director Peter Reynolds was in no hurry to return.
When you're not doing it, you realize, wow, that's a lot of work we were doing ourselves. You know, incredibly rewarding, but it was, for everyone, I'm sure, just a real time of reflection. What is it that we're doing, and do we want to keep doing it?
That question was answered when Hedgerow Theater asked Reynolds to co-produce a version of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's running now in a former grist mill in Media, Pennsylvania, with a babbling brook nearby.
Hedgerow just happens to have the idyllic location and setting for a production of Midsummer Night's Dream, so it felt like a no-brainer.
Theater artists have been rethinking theater since the height of the pandemic caused a global disruption. As theatergoers in Philadelphia right now are poring over the newly released Fall Philly Fringe catalog, they might notice some regulars are missing. Like 11th Hour Theater Company, which made off-Broadway musicals for 17 years but folded 2 years ago. The Wait Staff, a longtime sketch comedy group, will not be in the Fringe. The company Simpatico is still around but only produces occasionally. Tribe of Fools was a Fringe favorite, creating original acrobatic plays, but it now only exists in spirit.
I think the best way to say it is it's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi at the end of Star Wars.
That is Tribe of Fools co-founder Terry Brennan, who says that COVID drove him to reflect on the personal sacrifices he had been making since 2013 to keep this experimental, highly physical theater company going. He said it was punishing, both physically and financially, but audiences loved it. And Brennan felt guilty when he decided to step away.
And I considered myself to be really blessed to have audiences ask what you're doing next. Not everyone gets that. And so then when you're like, I don't know if I want to do it anymore, it felt ungrateful.
He decided to relocate to Canada, where he could get socialized healthcare. Brennan now teaches circus arts at a school in Vancouver.
I needed a lot of time to kind of do nothing and think about what I wanted to do. And I ended up missing it. And I think that was important. I missed making and presenting work.
Running a theater company is a lot of work without a lot of reward, but a solo show is much easier. So Brennan developed a piece called ADHD Mixtape about growing up with attention deficit disorder. He will be coming back to Philadelphia this fall to perform it by himself at the Philly Fringe. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.